Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Man, it's been a while since we've heard Pepe's Crowder. It's been a while.
Yeah. I only hear you talking about the Heat.
Yeah. I don't know, Steven, who's filling in for me today back at the studio, because Hawk is off this week, so it's Crowder and Solana. He asked me, he's like, should we still play Pepe's for John Michaels? And it's weird, I don't know, because the Heat lost in seven, and it's right now June 20. What day is it? June 27th. Like, is it an appropriate time to pull out Pepe's? I didn't know. And I said, you know what? Screw it. Bring out Pepe's, because you don't know. Kevin Durant could be a member of the Heat by this time tomorrow. Kyrie Irving, like, you don't know what's gonna happen. And maybe we need some Pepe's for the good energy to spread throughout South Florida. Maybe that's what we need.
So we got to pep us the upstairs, not just the players in the fourth quarter. Right. We got to pep us Patton and Spo and all them guys, I feel.
Everybody. Just pep us everybody. And if you didn't know that we were talking about a song that could sound, that could be incriminating.
I don't know if it's a verb to pep us somebody, but yeah.
I think it is if you're at a club in South Beach and it's 3 a.m. But whatever, we digress. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and let's talk to our friend, host on 680 The Fan in Atlanta, John Michaels. He is a friend of the show, but most importantly, a huge Canes fan, also a Heat fan, and we just love talking to him. You can follow John on Twitter at John Michaels. Are you cool with that, John? Like, we're still playing Pepe's for you. Is that okay?
100%. You can play Pepe's at any time. I think the problem is if you Pepe's somebody on South Beach, you end up like the Sean Watson. You're signing over NDAs and everything else. You got to be careful where you Pepe's somebody. Apparently, he was Pepe's some tables, which is not exactly what you want to do when you're in the massage parlor, but I digress as well. No. You can play Pepe's anytime you want when I come on the
song.
Program.
Right. We're Pepe-ing the song. We're just playing the song, everybody. That's it. None of the other extracurriculars. So John, hear me out here, okay? Because there's not much going on in terms of South Florida sports. I mean, the Marlins did a walk-off yesterday, but the Miami Hurricanes did add somebody that I think you're a little excited about. And I see on your Twitter, again, at John Michaels U, Florida Gator fans are very upset about losing. Well, I'm just going to give you the floor here because, as you know, Channing Crowder, former Florida Gator, I don't know if he realizes just the magnitude of what happened today, but I think it's not just Miami back in the conversation. I think it's Miami surpassing the Florida Gators in this state. Are you with me here?
Surpassing. I mean, they lost to Central Florida in a bowl game, so they're long since been surpassed. Sunbelt Billy got shoved right back in the locker, not only by Mario Cristobal, but by Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell took a recruit who was on his official visit and an hour after leaving the visit committed to Florida State. Like, how bad? First of all, here's how you know how bad it is in Gainesville. They're sending out recruiting pictures with the Miami skyline as the backdrop saying, come visit Gainesville. The last time I checked in Gainesville, outside of maybe a lake, a pond, or a canal, there is no skyline, there's no waterfront, and there's no beaches. Like, how bad is it, Channing? I can't let you off the hook with this one, that allegedly you guys offered $11 million for an incoming recruit, and he said, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm going to go to South Beach and go to Miami, where it's a heck of a lot better.
Oh, John, I just said, we were talking about it earlier, where Miami, y'all are back in the gym. Now, you talking about y'all ain't taking over college football, not even the state right now, John, but Mario Cristobal and the staff, they got y'all back in the gym playing with the big boys, but I am a little scared y'all might be taking our position on the team, and we're going to be outside the door now, because I'm not happy what's going on in Gainesville right now. I think Napier's a good coach, but I don't know if his staff and him have the cachet of the recruiting down, which is worrying me right now, but it's early.
And we all know that's the lifeblood of college football. You want to know why Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, you know, Ryan Day, guys like that continue to win? Go look at the classes over the last 5 years. It's littered with 4 and 5 stars. And part of the problem for all three of the big threes in Florida is that recruiting has fallen off dramatically. Dan Mullen, I can't believe I'll give credit where it's due, was an unbelievable X's and O's coach. He could scheme just about anything. You know, what's going on in Tallahassee is criminal, the fact that you ran Willie Taggart out of town to have Mike Norvell there. We all know what's happened in Miami over the last 20 years. But a guy like Mario coming in with the cachet, loved by everybody, a tireless worker, and then he hired a staff that he demands the exact same thing from. I mean, think about it. Charlie Strong used to walk into Miami and snag the recruits that he wanted when he was at Louisville or at Texas. Now he's a linebacker coach. Josh Gattis was just the Broyles Award winner and knows what it's like to build an offense at Alabama and Michigan. Now he's Miami's offensive coordinator. Stephen Field, who I actually went to high school with years and years ago, I don't think he remembers me because I was a skinny twerp wide receiver. He was going on to be a stud tight end. He's got cachet. Alex Mirabal might be the best offensive line coach in college football. They finally have guys that are dogs that walk back into living rooms, and they don't take no for an answer. Now you add NIL deals, allegedly, whatever kind of money was coming out there, and you go out and you get 5-star or high 4-star recruits out of California. That's how Miami's going to win football again.
And, John, it's funny you brought that up. I argued this weekend with somebody. I believe that recruiting is more important than X and O's in college. In NFL, it's more parity, so you got to be able to coach and scheme and adjust. In college, put Nick Saban at Vanderbilt and see if he wins another damn national championship. Bringing in the dogs, it's an arms race. It's a talent arms race in college.
It's simple. You could go look at Ed Orgeron's team at LSU when they won in 2019. Do you think Ed Orgeron out-schemed anybody there? And it's not a knock on Coach O. I really like everything he's done. No, he had Joe Burrow, first pick. Ja'Marr Chase, rookie of the year. Justin Jefferson, you know, super stud. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, stud. Terrace Marshall, NFL player. It's real easy to win when you line up 3 or 4 guys who are better than everybody else on the field. And that's where recruiting becomes so important. And it's even more important now because of the portal. Because kids can come and go. You have to recognize, all right, what kid is actually going to stick around and compete? Because I think you kind of know that. You walk into a kid's living room and go, yeah, he wants to come here, but if the going in, it gets tough, is he going to bounce? And I think Mario Cristobal, you know, and I know they lost a kid today, Isaiah Walker went into the transfer portal. Good riddance for anybody that can't compete. And I'm not saying good riddance for him, in particularly the kid, but if you can't compete and you can't cut it, they bring the next guy in, and I think Mario will demand stuff that nobody else did. It was a nice win yesterday. Let's be real. The real game starts September the 3rd against Bethune-Cookman. They got a win in September. Channing, I swear we've had this conversation for 5 or 6 straight years. I'm always excited this time of the year, but I always say the same thing. Results have to happen September through December, and until they do, Miami is still a team that has huge question marks entering the year.
You off?
No, I'm here.
Oh,
did I lose you guys?
Oh, was I? Did you guys not hear me?
You were muted, Solana.
Did you mute yourself, Dum Dum?
I was muted. I was
goodness
muted.
Goodness gracious.
I was.
I had to look at my phone. I said, "What did I do?" I said, "I'm here on a rant," and I stop and I'm waiting for a question, and nothing comes out.
I was muted. I can't even. I can't even lie, John. I was muted. John Michaels, 6'8" of the Fan in Atlanta. I mean, what I was saying there when nobody could hear me was, I mean, Crowder. I mean, John hit you with the dagger there. Somebody turns on $11 million to be in Gainesville. I mean, you guys are toast. John, they're toast. I mean, people are going to start choosing FIU over UF soon. Right, John?
No. I don't know that it's going to go that far. And I'll be – I said allegedly because I think a lot of these reports – about money are absolute fabrications.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to say, oh, he turned down this. Until I hear it from the kid's mouth or I hear it from one of his parents' mouth where they say, hey, we turned this down, I think a lot of this becomes trumped up message board nonsense that one outlet may run with and everybody else jumps on board. You'll see Barstool Sports put it out there. Well, this guy, Miami gave him $9.5 million. Yet John Ruiz, the guy who allegedly gave the money, openly told Manny Navarro, I did not, this is absolute nonsense. So I wish we could get, you know, and it's funny, I saw the video, and I know you guys have talked about or will talk about Kendrick Perkins and Draymond Green, but going back and forth. I saw the video about old media against new media. New media is great. We all love it. Instagram, TikTok, podcast, whatever it may be. I would like factual media. Like, if you're going to put something out there, have something behind it. Just don't throw it out there. And don't be even lazier to take somebody else's non-substantiated story and then run with that. And that's what you're seeing right now in new media that's aggravating. I don't think John Ruiz paid a dime. Not as of yet. He's doing everything by the book. Whatever it takes to get him in there, how about we actually give credit to Mario Cristobal and his staff for doing something that hadn't been done in a long time?
Yeah, I think we had actually had you on a couple weeks ago, and well, I guess you were really in a Zaxby's drive-thru, so I don't think we got to talk to you as much as we wanted to about it. But, you know, just John Ruiz being open to you know, the, I don't want to say investigation, but the NCAA coming through and just wanting to learn more and asking questions. And so far, I mean, he's been open to it because from what he's saying and from the university standpoint, like, they're doing everything legally. They're doing everything they're supposed to. So I'm with you, John. And
they don't have any damn rules yet. They just opened up everybody's pocketbook and said, okay, you can pay guys now with no rules. Now the NCAA, like they always do, they're coming on the backside and trying to now enforce something. It's terrible.
I don't think they're enforcing anything yet. Like, they're trying to figure out what it is guys like John Ruiz are doing, and then maybe they'll try to enforce something down the line. But as of right now, I think his John's openness, John Ruiz's openness to the NCAA coming in and trying to find out what he's doing is good on the university side and on his side. Like, he's saying,
but you know what angered me?
Come look at what we're
doing.
What
angered me out of this more than anything, and I said this on our show here in Atlanta, and it's funny because, you know, I work with Joe Hamilton, who played at Georgia Tech, and Brian Finneran, who played at a small school in Villanova, but played in the NFL, and Hudson Mason, who played at Georgia. I said the thing that angered me out of all this was you had Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher telling on each other. They literally were snitching. He paid for his recruits. I know where the bodies are buried. And where's the NCAA show up? At Miami. What the hell did we have to do with anything? Oh, I know. We have a billionaire booster in John Ruiz who is telling you, I'm smarter than all of you. I'm doing this by the book. And what does Mark Emmert and his stooges do? Let's run to Miami. You know why? Because Miami becomes the one front and center that it looks like, oh, they have to be doing something dirty. Why does it always have to be Miami doing something dirty? Yeah, the Pell Grant thing was in 1994. Nevin Shapiro was in 2002, 3, 4, and 5. And the worst thing he did is, oh, he brought strippers on a boat. Guess what? Every college wants to go where strippers are. They want to go where hot women are. They want a free $75 meal at Benihana's. It wasn't that bad, but the NCAA drugged that out, and I think they wanted to see if John Ruiz was going to be somebody that was dirty. And guess what? They don't have a damn thing on it, and I love every second of it. Mark Emmert and his band of bozos had to walk away with their tails tucked between their legs.
You know, John, I found the problem. You just brought it up with the strippers. The only strip club is Cafe Risque in Ocala. And the only thing the dude told me at the door when I used to go in, he'd say, hey, don't eat the potato salad. And I'm like, why is my only advice not to eat the potato salad? So you know what? I am going to call Billy Napier and let him know our problem.
You got to open a Tootsie's up there or get a cheetah. Like, there's a cheetah in every city in America that's worthwhile. Gainesville needs a cheetah. Is that the same Cafe Risque? And I asked this, Channing, because you lived in Georgia and you probably made that trek down I-75 that has the billboards up everywhere. Basically, at every truck stop, there's a Cafe Risque, the one that says We Bear All. Is that the same place?
Same exact place, John. And it's a trucker stop, and it has showers in the back for the truckers to wash before they come out and see a little jiggle and wiggle. It's a very interesting establishment.
Let me say, there's certain places I've stepped into some very seedy establishments. The worst one was in Houston. I went out with some buddies. We played the Texans years ago when I worked for the Falcons. And as a media member, I was a radio guy, not really a media member. As a media member, we had nothing but free time. You guys had curfews and meetings. We had strip clubs and steaks. It was pretty much – I went to one in Houston, I'm not exaggerating, that's under the highway – like literally under an overpass somewhere in downtown Houston, and they had a padlock on the front of the door. You got padded down, you brought your own liquor in, and they padlocked the door from the outside. And I looked at my boy and I go, this can't be safe. He goes, no, once you're in, nothing's going to happen. I said, but what happens if I'm in here and something does happen? Now I've got a dude on the other side with a master lock key that I can't get out of. Cafe Risque sounds like that same place I went to in Houston.
John, if it's something happens and the front door's padlocked, I'm following the strippers in the back because they're going to have an escape route. You're not padlocking me nowhere.
That's a veteran right there.
It was a very interesting place. We ended up having a great time. We brought up a new phrase from that time on. It was big booties on duty, because if you know anything about H-Town, they got a lot of big booties on duty.
John, I did see that you wrote, again, we're talking with John Michaels from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, also knows when the big booties are on duty. And I saw that you wrote for stateoftheu.com that coastal supremacy should be the floor for the Canes. So last question here on the Miami Hurricanes, is that your expectation for Mario Cristobal? It's get to the ACC championship game this year, no questions asked.
Yeah, when you look at the division, and I know this has probably been the moniker for them for a long time. Yeah, we've had to recalibrate our expectations. This is not a national title level team yet. I think they can get there. When I say Coastal's the floor, look at the Coastal division. I broke it down into three separate entities. Two teams have no chance. Georgia Tech and Duke, you better beat those teams by 40 points. That's terrible. Duke's new coach, Jeff Collins, I like him here at Georgia Tech. They have no talent. They lost the best player they had. He went to Alabama. They have no chance. I had a couple of teams in the middle of the road where I felt like they need things to break perfectly for them to be in the Coastal division. Virginia Tech, again, new quarterback, new coach. A lot of turnover there. And North Carolina, from a year ago where they were the prohibitive favorites to now Sam Howell's gone, Javonte Williams, all those guys that ran for 9 million yards against Miami 2 years ago, they're all out of there. Can Mac Brown replace it? And then I said the other two teams that maybe would compete with Miami. Virginia, it's a house of horrors when we go to Charlottesville, and they have a great quarterback in Brennan Armstrong. And then I thought Pittsburgh, even though they lose Kenny Pickett and Jordan Addison, they get Keaton Slovis. They have a really good system. Pat Narduzzi always has them play hard. There's no reason Miami, even playing Florida State and Clemson from the other side, should lose more than two games. And that's tops. The Coastal is the floor. It ain't the ceiling. It should be the minimum requirement 4 out of every 5 years is to win the Coastal and play Clemson in the ACC title game.
Again, John Michaels, 680 The Fan. John, before we let you go, there's a ton of stuff going on in the NBA, and I wanted to get your opinion on, first and foremost, Kyrie Irving. Who knows what's going to end up happening with Kyrie and the Nets, but there's a ton of developments over the past couple of hours going back to earlier this morning. And right now we're hearing that the Lakers are the only ones in talks, maybe trying to get a sign-in trade. And then I also read that Kyrie has requested and received permission from the Nets to find a sign-in trade partner. So it's looking like Kyrie and his time in Brooklyn is done. Would you be open to a Kyrie Irving Miami Heat marriage?
Oh, my goodness. Short answer, no. But this is the ultimate Pat Riley move, isn't it? Like, this is the move where you find a disgruntled superstar who may not really look like a fit for Miami, and you lowball the hell out of Brooklyn Nets. And you send him a bag of groceries and a backup center to be like, we'll send him Yurt We'll send him what's left of Kyle Lowry and, you know, Oklahoma City's 2029 first-round pick, and we'll go get Kyle Lowry. Is he a tremendous basketball talent? 1,000%. But it's all the other stuff. The earth is flat. I'm not getting vaccinated. Like, there's so many things that go on with Kyrie Irving. I just don't know if he'd fit in with somebody like Jimmy Butler, who all he wants to do is work, grind, and win basketball games. So I'd probably be out on Kyrie Irving unless I could get him at a really cheap price where the Heat are not paying really any, like, pennies on the dollar to get him. Outside of that, I just don't think he – you know, philosophically fits what the Heat are trying to do.
And John, talking about that, with the cost of what it's going to take, we argued this all last week. You know, when the season was over and you start hearing the reports of all these guys wanting to leave and different, you know, teams wanting to move those players, Heat players that are off the books to you, Heat players that no matter who, if it's Kevin, let's say it's damn Kevin Durant, you can't give up, you know, Bam, you can't give up Hero, you can't give up this guy. Is anybody off the books no matter who the other side is?
Yeah, Jimmy is 100% off the books. I'll rank them for you, Channing. The three guys that I think are the most untouchable, Jimmy's number one. I would actually rank Tyler Hero number two. And I know a lot of people scoff at that. Oh, he doesn't play defense. Wow. You don't find 22-year-olds that are going to get you 20 a game coming off the bench. I think if you can get him healthy and get him in the starting lineup and see the incremental increase that you saw a year ago, he could become 25 points a game. And then Bam would be number three. I love Bam. I think he's an unbelievable defensive player, and I wish he would be more unselfish during games, or more selfish, excuse me, during games. I want him in the playoffs to be like he is when he gets to 28-17. There's too many times he floats, and for that reason, yeah, if I can go get Kevin Durant, I'll figure out a big man rotation. I don't give a damn who's playing center at that point if I could get KD for three or four more years. That's the order. Everybody else in the organization, whatever. I love Max Strus. You know, I like Gabe Vincent. Grand opening, grand closing. It's nice knowing you guys. If I can go get Donovan Mitchell or Zach LaVine or anybody else that's going to improve this basketball team. They were one missed three away from going to the NBA Finals. Think about that for a second. And I think they would have beaten Golden State because we would have done something that Boston wouldn't do, and that's actually defend and really – and I know Boston was really good defensively. We would have put some physicality up against Golden State that they hadn't seen. Unfortunately, Jimmy missed that three. I love this time of the year, though. I was talking about this on the news last night. I was like, this is almost as much fun as the playoffs because you know when you're a Heat fan, Pat Riley is going to make some moves.
Yeah, I did see some video on Twitter, Crowder, of John Michaels on TV yesterday looking good. He had a suit on. Were you wearing shorts underneath the underneath the desk? I saw your producers making jokes. Your producers making jokes.
Yeah, I had tennis shoes on, but I did not have shorts. Yeah, Big John, he loves to say all I wear, because we work in radio. I wear basketball shorts and a T-shirt every day. There's a reason I don't work in an industry where I have to actually get up and get dressed in the morning. Yeah, some people said I look very Miami Vice-ish with the polo and the suit jacket. And I had just been at the beach for 2 days, so I had a pretty good tan. I looked a little cute while I was there as well.
Crowder, I'm surprised John Michaels wasn't rocking the Al Golden orange tie look. You know, that's what I figured. You going on national TV, Al Golden orange tie look, John.
Yeah, that tie got burnt a long, long time ago. I never was going to show up at a Miami game with a shirt and tie. It was the dumbest look. And anybody that wore that, there's still pictures and videos of you people. And when I say you people, people that wore orange ties and white shirts to Miami games, you people are idiots. Give me a tank top, give me some basketball shorts, and some big booties on duty.
Hey, Solana, I we've talked to John enough. I don't want him to see Al Golden in a bathroom at a Chili's because I don't know if a fight will break out. John's not – he don't like an old Golden.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No, he's on the list. There's a couple of people on the list. He's definitely on the list.
Yeah, the on-site list. John, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon. And try to stay out of trouble up there, man.
I will do my best. Always great to talk to you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.